Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys helping kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at OklahomaCattlemen.org. Order Ranch Rodeo tickets at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE, 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 20th and 21st.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, the anticipation of early cattle trade this week is not panned out. Packers are holding in the hopes that feedlots will decide to move some cattle this week and hopefully steady to slightly higher cash. Asking prices are solidly higher, while Packers' bids were basically non-existent. Feedlots are holding out and can afford to due to the fact that most are current with marketings. This may push cash trading into Thursday or Friday again. Box beef soared yesterday with choice cuts up $5.52. Select was up $3.80, which is giving feedlots confidence for higher cash. Now, August hogs performed well yesterday as they are heading to the close of the contract on Friday. The same could not be said about the rest of the complex, as some contracts suffered triple-digit losses. Futures tested support but remained above for the time being. The National Direct Afternoon Report showed only a minor gain of 14 cents. Continued pressure on the market is the weakness of cutouts, with a loss of $1.84 on Tuesday. Now, wheat futures are slightly weaker this morning. The weakness comes despite the continued rise in world wheat values. Paris milling futures jumped to another new contract high. They're headed for a fifth consecutive higher finish. Concerns over both yield and quality in the European Union following heavy rains during harvest and dry conditions impacting Ukraine, Kazakhstan, and southern Russia have sent cash wheat values sharply higher for the past several weeks. Corn futures continue to move sideways, as they have for the past month or so, but December is threatening to rise above the 50-day moving average at 559 and a quarter. The forecast shows a slightly better chance for rain in the northwest corn belt in the second week of the forecast. Some showers occurred in Minnesota into southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois overnight, but the radar is fairly quiet early on here today. Soybean futures have rallied back for 5 of the past 6 days, with November up sharply here early today. Palm oil futures have skyrocketed to a new contract high here early this morning. We'll check the futures in a moment. Midwest Farm Show is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager, 507-437-7969. Also, check our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. August live cattle up 65 cents, 123.65. October up 65, 128.12. August feeder cattle up 2 cents, 159.32. September down 15 cents, 163.05. October hogs down 72, 83.87. December is down $1.25, 77.52. Kansas City wheat, September up 12 and 3 quarters, 7.14 and a quarter. December was up 12 and a half yesterday, 7.26. Chicago wheat, September up 15 and 3 quarters, 7.27. December up 14 and a quarter, 7.39. And a half. September corn down a penny, 5.49 and a quarter. December down a half cent, 5.53 and a quarter. September soybeans up 6 3/4, 13.48 and a quarter. November up 7 cents, 13.36 and 3/4.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.